This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tom Dimitri. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions. That's according to the press secretary, Jen Psaki. Now, Russia had said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. Public health experts are blaming a vaccine push by the Trump administration for the current shortage of doses that is leading to inoculation cancellations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A Trump administration campaign this month to get states to expand their vaccination rates and reach millions of people ages 65 and over had a flaw. It didn't provide the doses needed to meet the demand, leading to frustration and confusion at the state and local level. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Obviously, in a contradiction where you want to open something, but there's no vaccine to go with it, it sends kind of a false hope to people.
The Association of State and Territorial Health Officials is blaming a lack of steady federal leadership, something the Biden administration vows to change.
We'll move heaven and earth to get more people vaccinated for free.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic on his first full day in office with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, Biden said the rollout of the vaccine has been a dismal failure so far. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Thursday that based on recent seven-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the United States. COVID-19 has spiraled out of control for months in the United States, even with a massive vaccination campaign underway. The U.S. death toll has exceeded 400,000. At a White House news briefing, Fauci also said coronavirus vaccines can be modified to account for new variants of the virus, and that while the South Africa variant is concerning, it does not appear to be in the U.S. Another highly transmissible variant of the virus, first discovered in the United Kingdom, has spread to at least 20 U.S. states, he said. He also added that he expects current vaccines will be effective against the recently discovered virus mutations. The United States still has a limited ability to track the presence of new variants in its population. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that hotspots of COVID-19 infections in the European Union will be labeled dark red zones, and travelers from those areas will be required to take a test before departure and undergo quarantine. She added that with infections rising and contagious variants of a virus spreading fast, non-essential travel should be strongly discouraged within the EU, but essential workers and goods must be able to cross borders smoothly. The U.S. Senate Republican leaders want more time before the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump begins. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell wants the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump pushed back by a week or more. In a call with Republican senators Thursday, McConnell said giving Trump time to prepare would ensure due process. The timing of a trial is in the hands of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has not yet sent the House charges for incitement of insurrection to the Senate.
The whole world bore witness to the president's incitement to the execution of his call to action and the violence that was used.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
Islamic State militants could have launched the twin suicide bombing that killed at least 28 people and injured dozens more in a Baghdad market Thursday, the first such attack in years. That's according to Iraq's civil defense chief. The Iraqi military said two attackers wearing explosive vests had blown themselves up among shoppers at a crowded market in a central Baghdad area. Iraqi forces continue to fight remaining Islamic State militants and are working to secure the border with Syria, across which the group has often moved personnel. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.